Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great Father you are. You're awesome. You are mighty in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us. Oh, yeah, teach us, Lord, everything we need for life and godliness. Teach our hands to war, our fingers to fight. Lord, we're your end-time warriors. Lord, oh, God, and your weapons. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, we let you know you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb, oh, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice of hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows, O God, and scatter every enemy, O God. Shoot out your light and discomfort them in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from our strong enemy in the name of Jesus. Those that are too strong for us, deliver us, O God, and bring us into a large place. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you today. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. We overcome the Antichrist spirit because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We bless you today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. We reject all false teaching ministries in the name of Jesus. We reject all false prophetic ministries in the name of Jesus. We reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today, Father God, for leading us in a plain path. You are leading us, oh God, because, oh God, you are God. You are leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we renounce all earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom. We cast out devils. And we will be perfected in the name of Jesus. Let every Pharaoh that will pursue our lives be drowned in the sea in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you today. Lead us, O God. Make your way straight before our eyes. Make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth before us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let our garments always be white. Let us, O God, be clothed with humility. Come, O God, cover us with the robe of righteousness, O God. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Lord, give us wisdom in every area where we lack wisdom, in the name of Jesus. Good afternoon, everybody. We're so grateful you joined us. We thank God for each one of you today. We thank God for all that you're doing. And all that you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Lani, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, you asked me, can you make that request right now and we'll do that?
My sister is having a procedure right now at 12 o'clock in Flint, Michigan. Has to do with checking a repair on, I can't think of the word.
Don't worry about it. We'll just pray for her quick healing for
it has to do with, it has to do with the brain, cerebral. She had a procedure done, and they have to check it every 2 months.
Okay, gotcha.
And I want to pray for her.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up Sister Lani's sister in Michigan, oh God. You are there. You're here. You with Sister Lani. There's no place that you are not in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for those who are administering the procedure. We thank you that you are there with them. You are guiding their hands, their eyes. You are guiding them through this procedure. And, Lord, remove any fear, any intimidation, oh, God, that the enemy would try to place in her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in her sister. In the name of Jesus, remove all worry, all fear, all fret from their family members, oh God, and let all of us let go and let you. Let go and let you, because you are the great physician. The doctors are, I'm sorry, did someone say something? Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are the great physician in the name of Jesus, and you are the one who created her body, so touch her body. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, God, I thank you for all four lobes of her brain being healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remove every root, oh, God, cause of this problem in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out right now in Jesus' name. We thank you that she's healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah. Aneurysm repair, that's what we were.
That's okay, we covered all of that. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, thank you. God bless.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So I thank God for each of you. Good afternoon again. We have Sister Esther on with us from New Orleans. She's going to sing a song of praise this afternoon. Good afternoon, Esther Collins. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing good.
Amen. What are you going to sing?
I surrender all.
Amen.
All to Jesus, I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee. Blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen, amen. Yes, we do. We surrender all to you, Father God, and we are thanking you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're surrendering everything to you. Even those things that we try to hold back on, we're giving them to you today. Thank you so much, Esther. That was beautiful. All right, we have Sister Glory Dean on with us from Metairie, Louisiana. We're going to ask her to sing a song of praise as well. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Doing good. Praise God. Went to the doctor. Had a good report this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Yes,
amen.
I'll sing a song. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Praise
Say that
God.
Again.
You'll sing that.
You
What's won't leave of- here like you came, in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Like we're on the program today. Praise God. We've come. This. All right. I'll just hold on. I'll come and vote now.
Okay. Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
singing without the music right now.
Okay.
Let's sing it so it'll be clear. Praise God. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the Spirit of the Lord is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick or lame. For the Spirit of the Lord is still the same. You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Beautiful. Oh, that was awesome. We won't leave here like you came. Because the Word of God is going to cut everything out of us, not like Him. Thank you, Gloria Dean. It was beautiful. We won't leave here like you came.
Amen.
Amen. Troubled times are here, filling men hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God, saved from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling the world goodbye, homeward we then shall fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound, heavenward bound. Amen. Thank you. So, Lord, I thank you that we are heavenward bound. We know we're living in trouble sometimes, Lord God. But, Lord, we don't have no fear because you are here with us, oh God. Oh God, it's filling people's hearts with fear, that coronavirus. Oh, God, those other plagues that have come, the tsunamis and all those other things that have come, they are filling people's hearts with fear. But, Lord, oh, no, we won't let our freedom, we won't let our freedom, oh, God, go. We are not in fear. Oh, God, we won't fear. We will hold on to you. We know you're coming soon, oh, God. We know you're coming. We don't know if it's going to be morning, noon, or night. But we know that we're going to meet you in the air. All the righteous are going to meet you in the skies. And we're going to go where no one dies. It's heaven where we're going to go. And, Lord, our troubles will then be over in this world. Our troubles, we won't have to be troubled no more. Trouble will be over because we're going to be on that other shore. We're going to be free from the cares of this world. The tensions, the stresses, the diseases, the sicknesses, the illnesses, the murders, the violence, the crime. Oh, we're going to be free from all of that because you're coming soon. And many people are going to meet their doom. And the trumpets are going to sound, But the dead in Christ shall rise to meet you in the sky. And we say, Lord, we know you're coming soon.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, that we are heavenward bound. And we have no fear because we're heavenward bound. And you are taking us, Lord Jesus. You're going to meet us in the air. And you're going to call forth the righteous in the name of Jesus. And we
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that glorious day. Oh, yeah, you're coming.
Hallelujah.
So I want to tell you,
Lord,
we are living in troublesome times. Things are never, you know, that we never imagined are happening all over the world, not just in America anymore, not just in America. It's all over the world. I need somebody to, I'm sure you have your Bibles out. I need somebody to find Psalms 46, verse 1. Psalms 46, verse 1. State your name
Esther.
Go ahead.
God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble.
Amen. So we don't have to worry. God has got us covered. You know, through this trouble, he's the very present help. He's present with us. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be concerned about nothing because God is with us. All right, I need somebody to find Psalms 34, 17 through 18. Somebody else other than Esther. Psalms 34, 17, 18.
Lanny.
Okay.
17 through 18.
Yes.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that scripture. Yes. God is not. You know, many times, you know, we cry to the Lord, but he deliver us. Of course, it's his own time. In his own time, he will deliver us. He's the God who knows what you're going through, and he will deliver us out of all of our troubles. But, of course, he does it in his own time, and he's close to us who have a broken heart. And he saved those who have a contrite heart. You know, those who are crying and crying and weeping and wailing, lost loved ones, going through things in their body, you know, sometimes people hurt you, whatever it is, he is near to us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He's always there. I need somebody to find Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Let me know when you got it. Okay, read it. Take your name and read it, please. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7.
I have it.
Name?
Lanny.
Okay, Sister Lanny, go ahead.
Chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He is with us. I don't care what we're going through, and he's good. You don't have to. It's no evil in God. He's good, and he loves each one of us. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. He's not going to let the trouble overwhelm us, take us out. He's going to be there for us in the day of trouble. And you know, I thank God, you know, there's a song that says, trouble don't last always.
Yeah.
It doesn't last forever. There's a season under heaven where everything, trouble, then, you know, all that lets up and another season come up. So I thank God. And he knoweth us that trust him. Yep, he know that we trust him. We must trust in the Lord more than we ever have. We got to continually trust in him. We got to continually abide under his shadow. We cannot lean to our own understanding. Many people say, yeah, the devil sent the coronavirus. No, God sent the coronavirus. No, it was China. No, it was President Trump. Look here. We don't know. We speculating. Do not presume anything. Just trust in God. Trust in God. Hey, he's going to help us through all of these things. Yeah. All right. We're ready for our affirmations at this time. We're ready for our affirmations. Sister Esther is going to be doing them with me. So I unmuted all the lines. Those of you who want, you can repeat after me. All right. Make sure you have your Bibles ready, because we're going to be reading from the Word of God shortly. So I'm going to read, and then Esther's going to read the scripture, and you can listen. So repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
Promise me.
Promise me.
When I am
old.
When I am
old. He will carry me.
He will carry me.
Bear me.
Bear me.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
And he does.
And he does.
I receive it now. I receive that promise.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
I receive that promise now.
All right, Esther.
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 4. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to her hair will I carry you. I have made and I will bear ever. I will carry and will deliver you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
Promise me.
Promise me.
Now that I'm older.
Now that I'm older.
Clear-headed.
And clear-headed.
You would not forsake me.
You will not forsake
me.
And.
I will show forth his strength.
I will show forth his strength.
This generation.
His generation.
And his power.
And his power.
That is to come.
That is to come.
I receive this promise now.
I receive this
promise
now.
All right, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 71, verses 17 and 18. Verse 17, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Amen. Verse 18, now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
God.
Promise me.
Promise me.
When I was young.
When I was young.
We had more strength.
We had more strength.
Our beauty.
Our beauty.
As we age,
as we age,
is our gray hair.
Our gray hair.
I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
Okay, Esther.
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you. Repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
That my hoary head.
That my hoary head.
Is a crown of glory.
Is a crown of glory.
Because I am righteous.
Because I am righteous.
I receive this righteous. Now.
I receive this now.
All right, I'm sorry. I received this promise now. That's okay. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Promise now.
Okay, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Amen.
Amen. All right. The next one, God promised me.
God promised me.
That I will.
One.
Bring forth fruit. Two, develop rapidly. Number three, be successful.
Three, be successful.
Even in my old age. I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
Esther? In the book of Psalms, chapter 92, verse 14, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Repeat after me. God promised me. Because I kept his promise, his commandment.
Because I kept his commandment.
I will have long life. And peace. I receive this promise now. Esther?
From the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 2. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me. God promised me. Long life. And salvation. I receive this promise now. All right, Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. God promised me. Many years. From the time I was younger. Until this present time. Father God. Has never forsaken me. For I am righteous. And my children.
And my children's children
have never been hungry. I receive this promise now. Esther?
From the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now am old. Yes, have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. God promised me.
God promised me.
When my conversation is without desiring.
Is without desiring.
What belongs.
Will belong to someone else.
Being content. With what belongs to me.
With what belongs to me.
He will never leave me. Nor forsake me. I receive this promise now. All right, Esther.
From the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, and it reads, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. All right, let's see. Did I miss one? Nope. That's it. Okay. All right, we're going to do scriptures first. Get your Bibles ready. Scripture search. Okay, I'm going to go over the rules. Okay, first you have to find the scripture. And then the first person who finds the scripture, state your name and read it. Everybody must find the scripture because we're all going to read it after the person finds it. So make sure you find the scripture as well. All right? All right. Let me read the first scripture right here. Anybody need me to go over the rules again? All right. Okay. Psalms 46:1 is the first scripture. First person, find it, state your name and read it.
You said 36?
46:1. Psalm 46:1.
I have it, Stephanie. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah,
Let me stop you, Stephanie. It's Psalms 46, verse 1. First person find it, read it. State your name and read it.
Selma.
Don't just state your name and stop.
State your name and read it.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Selma. Y'all forgot the rules.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
All right, everybody got to find it. Psalms 46:1. Anybody not have it? All right, let's read it together. Psalms 46:1.
Psalms 46:1.
God is our refuge and strength.
Go ahead,
very
read.
Very present in trouble.
All right, I only heard Thelma and Sister Lanny. All right, I need everybody. Let's start again. I'm going to count to three. You say the scripture and read the verse. One, two, three. Go ahead.
Psalm 46:1.
God
is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in
trouble.
Amen. Very good. Excellent. We got to do scripture search. You know, the Bible says study to show ourselves approved. So we got to search the scripture, see if we still be in the faith as well. All right, I'm going to repeat the scripture 2 times. Find it. Don't hesitate. State your name and read. Don't hesitate. Don't say I found it. State your name and read. Come on, y'all know the rules. All right, Psalms 34:17-18. Psalms 34:17-18.
Psalms 34, you said, which now, I'm sorry?
I didn't hear it.
All right.
Elma, Psalms 34 and 17 and 18. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivered them out of all their trouble. And the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalms 34, 17, 18.
All right. You got it, Steph? Stephanie, you have it? Stephanie? I don't know where she went. She'll be back. All right. Psalms 34, 17, and 18. All right. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Read. I'm sorry. Somebody was calling. Go ahead. Read, y'all.
Psalms.
Right.
34, 17 through 18.
Read.
The righteous cry, and delivered them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is not unto them that are of a broken heart, and he is such as a contrite spirit.
Amen. Y'all getting better. Y'all forgetting. All right. All right. You got to practice looking up the scriptures. All right. Here we go. Nahum, Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I was calling your name, but you probably didn't hear me. All right, the next scripture, Nahum 1:7. Nahum 1:7. First person find it, state your name and read it. Do not hesitate. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 5 people reading it. State your name and read it.
Selma, the Lord is good and strong in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him.
All right. Everybody have it? Nahum 1:7, yes. Does everybody have it? Hello?
Yes.
Anybody need, I know you got it, Selma. Anybody need more time?
No.
All right. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. Read it. Nahum 1:7. Read.
The Lord is
good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in him.
And he that knows them that trust in him.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. You guys did good. Excellent job. I appreciate it. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, anybody have any questions so far? Any questions? All right, we got two more scriptures. Psalms 9:9. First one, find it, state your name and read it. Psalms 9:9.
Psalms 9:9, Stephanie. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble.
Amen. Anybody need more time to find it?
Elma.
Okay, go
the
ahead.
The Lord also will be a refuge.
Wait, hold on, Sister Thelma. Okay, she read it, so we all going to read it together, okay? All right, I'm going to count to three. Somebody's phone.
Right.
Psalms 9:9. 1, 2, 3.
Hey,
read.
Read,
y'all.
The Lord also a refuge for the oppressed in times of trouble.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Penny. I heard you. Amen. Thank you for being on. All right, last scripture for scripture search. Psalms 59:16.
I'm in a Bible class.
Psalms 59:16.
Somebody other than Stephanie.
Books of Poetry. You guys forgetting, I'm going to have to come to y'all's house and show y'all the work. Go in the content. It's 5 books of the law. The next one, what is the next 12 books called after the books of law?
Modern major prophets.
History. Books of Bell. History, yeah. After the books of history comes 5 books of poetry. What are they? Amen. Y'all on the ball now. Everybody got the scripture, Genesis chapter 7. All right, you ready? Sister Stephanie, she's going to read it. She's going to call out each verse so we can keep up with her. Go ahead, Sister Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am. Genesis 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house and to the ark, thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Verse 2, of every clean beast thou shalt take thy 3 by 7s, the male and the female, and the beasts that are of not clean by 2, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by 7, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord had commanded him. Verse 6, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. Verse 7, and Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Verse 8, of clean beasts, and all the beasts that were not clean, and of the fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 9, there went in 2 and 2 unto the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And verse 11, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Verse 12, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 13, in the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem, Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and 3 wives of his sons with him into the ark. 14, they and every beast after his kind, all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. 15, and they went into Noah, into the ark, 2 and 2 of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the 17, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. 18, and the waters prevailed, and they increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. 19, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 20, cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. 22. All in those nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in dry and died. 23. And every substance was destroyed, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowls of heaven,
and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and that they were with him in the ark. 24, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Amen. Awesome, amen. Awesome, awesome. I love the word of God. There's nothing like the word of God. You know, it is powerful, sharp, quicker than any two-edged sword. So we need the word to cut out of us everything that's not like God so we can be more like him. Yeah, every day.
Amen.
All right, so our homework was to read Genesis chapter 7 and to do 5 questions. So how many of you, who wants to begin? That's what I'm going to say. Who wants to begin? I want you to read your first and your last question and wait for the answers. All right, so state your name. You ready? Go ahead. Hello? Anybody? Somebody?
All right, Stephanie.
Go ahead. Who's ready?
Thelma.
Okay. Thelma, go ahead.
My first question is, how old was Noah when the flood water came upon the earth?
All right. Who can tell? State your name and the answer. How old was Noah when the flood waters came upon the earth?
Stephanie, he was 600 years old.
Is that correct,
correct.
Sister Thelma? Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, it is.
All right. Read your last question, Sister Thelma. Five, number five.
And my last question was
the ark. All right. Who did the Lord call into the ark?
Cold in there.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so when you're on the phone, you guys mute your other phone that you're not on. You got to mute your phone because we can hear your conversation. Okay? All right. So mute your phone when your phone rings or when you're on another line. All right, so thank you. All right, now, I forgot. I was in the midst of, can you tell me where I was?
He was asking the question that I had already asked the question, who did the Lord call into the ark?
All right, who did the Lord call into the ark? All right, state your name and the answer.
Stephanie, Noah, his sons, and their wives.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, Sister Stephanie's next. Thank you, Sister Thelma, for those questions. Sister Stephanie, read your second and fourth question.
Okay. What was destroyed upon the face of the ground?
Repeat that.
What was destroyed upon the face of the ground?
All right. What was destroyed upon the face of the ground? Anybody know the answer? State your name and the answer. All right, Sister Stephanie, give us the answer.
All living substance.
Okay, all living substance was destroyed. All right, who else did their homework?
So I have another question, right?
Oh, yes. I apologize. I'm moving ahead of myself. Thank you for telling me. Thank you.
My next question is, how many days did Noah have before the rain was to fall?
How many days did Noah have before the rain was going to begin to fall?
Yes.
All right. Who knows the answer?
I believe it's my name's Thelma, and verse 10, And it came to pass after 7 days that the water of the flood were upon the earth.
Is that correct, Sister Stephanie?
That's correct.
That's correct. All right. Thank you. All right. All right. All right. Anybody else want to do their questions for homework? Homework. You guys got to do your homework. Now, look here. I'm telling you, y'all on the college level, y'all dropping down to kindergarten in the homework area. You can't do that. No. You got to keep moving up the ladder, not going back down the ladder. Anybody else do their homework? All right. Well, here's the homework assignment for next week. You know what? This is how we grow in the spirit. By reading the word, by studying the word, by searching the scriptures. Homework assignment for next week will be the 26th. So this is for the 26th of August. Homework. Read chapter 8. Now, this time, I want you to read the whole chapter, but I want you to concentrate on verses 1 through 11. Take your homework questions from verse 1 through 11. Read the whole chapter. Take your homework questions, 5 of them, from Genesis chapter 8, 1 through 11. I'm going to repeat it again. Read Genesis 8, 1 through 22. Do your homework from Genesis 8, 1 through 11. So, look here. Y'all got to keep graduating. You can't go backwards. You can't be demoted. You got to be promoted. Promoted, I'm sorry. Promoted. Y'all get me all messed up here. All right, any questions? Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any questions so far? All right. So, thinking about Genesis chapter 7, if you were the only person on earth that was righteous and God came to you in 2020 and he said, I need you to pray every day at a particular time. Ask yourself now, can God depend on you? If you were the only person on earth that was righteous and God came to you in 2020 and said, I need you to pray every day at a particular time. Ask yourself now, can God depend on you? So far, you haven't been dependable to do that homework, but can God depend on you to pray every day at a certain time? Now, you say, look, the coronavirus is in the world, and I need you to pray every day. If all the lives of the people all over the world depended on you, that includes the children and their families in Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, North America, South America, and Europe. Knowing that Father God needed you to be a 2020 modern-day Noah to save the earth from destruction, can God depend upon you? That's the question. So think about it. You don't have to answer out loud. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We're going to start at verse 12. I'm going to call on some readers. Gloria Dean, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, Gloria Dean, I need you to read. Can you hear me, Gloria Dean?
Yes, I can hear you.
I need you to read 2 Chronicles 7, verse 12. Gloria Dean.
Okay, verse 12.
All right. Yeah, don't read it yet. Hold on. I'm going to assign. Just hold on, Gloria Dean. I need Selma. Can you read
Second Chronicles 7, 13.
Yes.
All right. Esther, are you busy with the children? Esther, I'm not going to call on you. I'm going to call on Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, can you read verse 15? So Gloria Dean's going to read 12. Thelma's going to read 13. Sister Stephanie's going to read, what did I say? Oh, I'm sorry.
You said 14. 15.
Read 14 and 15, Sister Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we're going to begin. Give me just a minute here. Turn there for myself. Second Chronicles. Chapter 7. I'm getting there. Hold on. All right. Does everyone have it? Second Chronicles chapter 7.
Yes. You told me to read it?
Yes. Read verse 12.
Verse 12. Well, chapter, you say Second Chronicles, chapter 12?
Chapter 7, verse 12.
Chapter 7 and 12. I'm so sorry.
No problem. 12.
Well, here it is. All right. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an wholesome sacrifice.
All right.
Praise God.
Okay. All right, Sister Thelma, read verse 13.
If I shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send the pestilence among my people.
All right, Steph, 14 and 15.
Verse 14 reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble thyself and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive your sin and heal their land. 15. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so 12 says the Lord appeared to Solomon. What if the Lord appeared to you and he said, listen, I have heard your prayers, Stephanie. I've heard your prayers, Esther. I've heard your prayers, Minister Lanny. I've heard your prayers, Glory Dean. I've heard your prayers, Selma. I've heard your prayers, Carissa. And I have chosen this place, the place where you all are right now. I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Then the Lord keeps talking. He says, okay, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a pestilence among the people. So look at what he's saying to Solomon. Look at what he's saying to you. What is he saying to you in these verses? Okay, what does devour mean? What does devour? Who can tell me? State your name and what does devour mean?
Stephanie, to destroy.
Yeah. Okay, so if I send the locust, I say, okay, I'm going to stop the rain. He's God. He's going to stop the rain. And then he's going to command the locust to devour the land. And then he said he's going to send a pestilence. Somebody other than Stephanie. What's a pestilence? What's a pestilence? Sister Lanny, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What's a pestilence?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Pestilence, insects that destroy. Devour.
Okay. All right. A pestilence is a fatal epidemic disease. The coronavirus is an epidemic. So he said, okay, if I send an epidemic among my people, the coronavirus is here. It's a fatal epidemic disease. It has taken the lives of many people. He said, but, listen, this is what I need my people to do. He started off talking to Solomon. They said, okay, Solomon, now this is what I want. My people, the ones that are called by my name, the ones who said, I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, those people, my people, they're called by my name. If they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, he talk about Christian people who got wicked ways. He ain't talking about the world. We know they got wicked ways. But he's talking about Christian people who have wicked ways. Oh. You know, they don't like their sister. They don't like sister so-and-so, and they definitely don't like brother whatever his name is, brother so-and-so neither. But they forgot that God said, you lying if you love me, if you say you love me and you don't love each other. You say, you telling a lie. And I know your heart. I know your heart already. He said, you may not know your heart like I know your heart, but I know it. And I want you to turn from your wicked ways. So what are some wicked ways that we need to turn from? Take your name and tell me.
Teresa, excuse me. I got to go pick up my medicine.
All right. Bye-bye. Baby.
Unforgiveness.
That's a wicked way. Yes.
Unforgiveness.
What's another wicked way? Yes. Good. Thank you, Sister Thelma. Who else? Another wicked way.
Stephanie. Lies.
Lying. Yes. Who else? Another wicked way.
Bitterness.
Deceit.
Jealousy. Sister Lanny, what'd you say?
Bitterness.
Bitterness, yes. So it's so many wicked ways that the people of God got to turn from. So I want to tell you. I'm sorry, were you saying something, Sister Thelma?
No.
Oh, okay. A pandemic has hit our land. That pestilence, that pandemic, it hit our land. And God said, if we who are called by his name, one, would humble ourselves, two, would pray, three, seek his face, four, turn from our wicked ways. So he's asking us to do four things. And what will he do, Sister Stephanie, if we turn from those things?
Then he'll hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sin.
And heal the land.
And he will heal our land. Yes, he will heal our land. Now, how do we humble ourselves? Humble means to show a low estimate of one's own importance. So rather than putting ourselves first, we put each other first. We put ourselves last. We do what God wants first. Put God first in everything, like Noah did. Now, I'm sure Noah was busy when God went to him, just like we're busy. We busy taking care of our families, taking care of ourselves, busy doing the work of the Lord in the church. But God halted him. He said, listen, I searched the whole world where you live, and I can't find nobody righteous but you and your family. So Noah stopped everything. He had distractions all around him, but he stopped everything, and he obeyed God. Obeying God shouldn't be top priority in all of our lives. When God tells you, look, I know you eating your dinner, but put your dinner down. I want you to go call Sister Thelma, and I want you to pray for her. Stop your dinner, Sister Thelma, and I want you to go down on Main Street, and I want you to holler loud as you can four times, Jesus is Lord! Jesus is Lord! Jesus is Lord! Jesus is Lord! Think about it. God is priority. We were put here not for our own pleasure, but to satisfy him. Noah stopped everything he was doing to obey God. Obeying God should be our top priority in our lives. God is our creator. He still watches over us. He protects us. He provides for us. He directs our path. We must be like Jesus, who prayed daily to his Heavenly Father, to our Heavenly Father. God waits for us to pray to him just like Jesus. Now, you know, if Jesus prayed, took time aside, He even asked the disciples, look, can you pray with me for 1 hour? Can you just pray with me for 1 hour? They went to sleep. What are we doing? Can we pray for just 1 hour to the Father? God wants us to seek him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and this will guarantee that we will find him. When we search for him with all of our heart, we'll find him. Now, after that, after we find him, we got to turn from our wicked ways. You might say, I don't have any wicked ways. The word of God says, who can know their errors? Psalms 19:2. We have secret faults and presumptuous sins. The rich young ruler thought he was perfect. He felt he had no sin. God put his finger on his wrong ways. God put his finger on our ways. He said, oh, yeah, Jesus, I did all them things you telling me to do. I follow the Ten Commandments. I follow all the laws. I've been doing that since I was a child. But Jesus said, wait a minute. There's one thing, I see it in your heart, one thing that you fall short in. And the rich young ruler went, he went some away sad. He didn't want to do it. What was it he didn't want to do? Tell you your name and what do you want to do?
Aladdin, he didn't want to give up his riches.
He didn't want to give up his riches. How many of us have things that's very valuable? Boy, if somebody came and broke it or took it, we would have a heart attack. Oh, my God, that's so valuable. Why'd you do that? Oh, I had that for 50 years. Look at what you did. No. So if God said, listen, I'm going to take all of these things from you, but, you know, the rich young ruler, I'm sorry, I apologize. God said, listen, this is one thing that you haven't given up. Now, God didn't force him to do it. Notice, God didn't force him to give up his riches. He let him go. It says, whosoever will, let him come. And the young man, he didn't will to do what God told him. Let's trust God. He knows our heart better than we do. Let's ask God to forgive us for those things in Galatians 19 through 21. It says, you know, immorality, impurity, sensuality, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, fractions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, things like these of which I forewarned you. Just as I have forewarned you before, those that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. So let's repent of the wicked ways that we have. Repeat after me, Lord.
Lord.
Lord. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For any immorality.
For any immorality.
Impurity.
Impurity.
Sensuality.
Sensuality.
Strife.
Strife.
Jealousy.
Jealousy.
Outbursts of anger.
Outbursts of anger.
Anger.
Disputes. Disputes.
Disputes.
Dissensions.
Dissensions.
Factions.
Factions.
Envious.
Envious.
Drunkenness.
Drunkenness.
Dissensions.
Dissension.
Carousing.
Carousing.
And anything like these.
Anything like these.
Lord, cleanse me.
Lord cleanse me.
From all.
From all.
These wicked things.
These wicked things.
And anyway.
And anyway.
I'm out of alignment.
I'm out of alignment.
With you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Daily prayer is vitally important. that we talk to the Father God, but we have to talk to him daily. Daily talking to him. It's very vital that we spend time. I'm not talking about when you wash your clothes, in your car, going to church. I'm not talking about, you know, when you're just sitting on the couch watching TV, you say, Lord, bless me and my family. Lord, I thank you. Lord, have mercy. Mm-mm, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like Jesus did. He went aside and he prayed. And he prayed. Now, Father God, very vital in the life of Adam and Eve. He went to the garden to look for Adam and Eve. Talk to God. Like Adam, you know, like that was really, excuse me, that was really a privilege that God would come, you know, but we take God for granted. I'm talking about Christians. We take him for granted. We go like, oh, I can talk to God. I can talk to him later. I got to go to work right now. Oh, I can talk to him later. I got to go eat lunch. Oh, I can talk to him later. I got to go pick up my sister. Oh, yeah, I can talk to God anytime. We put it off. We take him for granted. But the word of God says, search for God while he may be found. So we got to look for God when he can be found. There must be a time where we can't find God. So it's important that we take time every day to dwell in the secret place with the Father. When we dwell in the secret place, he's connected to us. He was connected to Adam and Eve. But what caused them to cut off the connection? What caused Adam and Eve? State your name and the answer.
Stephanie, sin.
Yes, sin. And that's the same thing that cut us off from God. When we sin, we disconnect ourselves from God. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. So we have to come back and we have to say, Lord, please forgive me. When I sin against you, forgive me, O God, when I sin against you. So when we sin against God, we got to ask God to be reconnected to him. We got to be reconnected to Father God. All right. So I'm going to ask you for your prayer request. State your name and what's your prayer request.
This is Stephanie. I would like to request prayer for Ms. Tesler. I haven't heard her on the line the last couple of weeks, and she's just been on my mind.
Okay, Ms. Tesler, prayer for her. All right. All right. Sister Thelma, prayer request?
The prayer request is that I just continue to hear God and be obedient.
All right, so continue to hear God and be obedient. Okay. All right. Sister Lani, are you back? I know you had a phone call. You back?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
ma'am.
Can you hear me?
What's your prayer request?
No, I want to request that God will help me, that he will lead me to organize my time better and how to invest in prepare for ministry and looking after family and church. I want to just get a better perspective on how all that works in my day. Did you get that?
I'm writing it down.
Hello?
Right now. I'm writing it down.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, and I got a call from my brother-in-law. My sister is in recovery. She's doing well. We're waiting on a report from the doctor. But
thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, Sister Thelma, I'm gonna ask you to pray for Stephanie's request for Sister Tekla. Sister Tekla.
Okay. You want me to pray now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are all-knowing and all-seeing and all-hearing God, and you know everything about each individual. Lord, we lift up our sisters before you right now in Jesus' name. God, we don't know why she hasn't been able to come in with us with the Bible study. But, God, we ask you whatever it is, Father. We ask you to remove all obstacles out of her way, God. We ask you to remove anything that is a hindrance in her life. And, God, we ask you to continue to work on the altar of her heart, God, and that she continue to have a longing and a desire to be with her brothers and sisters on the line. And, Father, we ask you to bless her with wisdom, knowledge, and above all things, give her understanding, God, and let her not lean to her own understanding, but in all her ways that she will acknowledge you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we ask you to touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, and we praise you, and we believe that our sister will be coming back on in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Sister Stephanie, could you pray for Sister Thelma to continue to hear God and to be obedient to Father God? Sister Stephanie, can you hear me? Hello? Sister Stephanie. All right. I don't know. Maybe she got a phone call or something. Sister Lanny, could you pray for that request for Sister Thelma to hear Father God and be obedient to him? Continue to hear his voice.
God, we thank you for our sister, Sister Thelma. We thank you that you already love her and you've already prepared her ears to hear you and to obey. We pray, Father, that you will remove all obstacles, all things that would challenge her to not hear you or to not hear you clearly. We pray, God, that you're structuring that even right now, because as she made her request to us, you heard it already. So we just touch and agree with her that you, who God, and above all things, you can do all things. And so we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will structure her and organize her in such a way that her hearing is clear, and she won't see men as trees. She won't have any doubt about what you're saying to her, because, of course, you can make your voice clear. So all obstructions and all things that will interfere with that, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We put it under the blood of Jesus, and we pray, God, that by your Holy Spirit, you are already fine-tuning and organizing and structuring her that she can hear you better than she's ever heard you before, and then already to continue to have a mind to walk it out, to be obedient, Father, that it will, she'll walk it out in faith. Hallelujah. We love you, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. All right. Sister Glory Dean, can you hear me?
Yes. I had to run down and pick up my medicine.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but can you make this prayer request for me? Don't worry about all that other. Can you?
Okay.
Can you pray?
Yes.
Can you pray for Sister Lanny that God would lead her to use her time wisely, to avoid distractions and to use her time wisely?
Okay, praise God. Father God, we thank you, Father, Sister God. We thank you, Lord. From now on, she's going to have spiritual discernment, Father God, and that she's going to know what to do, and God, she's going to put more time into studying. She's going to put everything aside. She's going to learn, Father God, as they say, suffer for righteousness. Just suffer for righteousness' sake and study. I'm going to study, and that she will study and not set nothing aside, that she continue to study and do the things of God and take more time. And take more time. Ask God that you just give her time, God. Just move upon her with time. Minister to her, Father. Oh, God, this is a very important thing, God, to give to her, God. This is like an attribute, God. Give her this beautiful attribute, Father. Let her have it, Father, that she take time out for herself and time out for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life right now, God. And we thank you, Lord, because Satan's a liar. She's doing good. She got to realize that, to continue what God wants her to do. Just forsake, just just forsaken everything that's not of God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving her spiritual discernment, Father, that she'll know, God, at all times what's going on. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing her and keeping her in your stead, Father. Use her for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even if you got to wake up in the middle of the night, Father, let her get started, Father. And we thank you for that, God. That's beautiful. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Gloria Jean, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do have a prayer request. I had, 29th of June, I had an insect bite me. And around my forehead, right, you know, above where my eyes are, a little higher. I don't know what happened. It didn't, well, I was getting out of the shower, and it bit me, and it hurt me, and I didn't know what it was. And since then, I have these headaches. I went to the doctor. I went to emergency. My doctor gave me medicine. I get headaches, and I take the medicine. But I'm looking for healing of that because I don't know what the insect has done because some parts of my face above my, near my eyes, and it still pains me. So I need healing of that, healing, the headaches and everything, that I be healed of this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen, amen. Sister Lani, could you play, pray for Sister Gloria Jean? Did you hear the request that she was bitten by
yes.
an insect? On the, okay, all right, go ahead.
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you said that if any deadly thing come now, dwelling, it shall not have authority over it in that state. It would not consume us. We know that the intruder into her flesh is not of you, and we bind it in Jesus' name. We take authority of it in Jesus' name. We take the sting and the stain from the abuse and from the abnormal things that it caused her to suffer with. We call her healed in Jesus' name because you are the healer. So we pray, God, to the root, the very root of that intrusion on her body. We pray, God, that you're rooting it out now in Jesus' name. And you're reclaiming that flesh to be clean, pure, and to be clear of the problems that she had in Jesus' name. We pray it in Jesus' name by faith. That you will honor our request, God. You said two or three touches of agree, you'll be in the midst of us, and we can ask those things that we desire. If we believe it, you will do it. So she has come in faith with her sisters, asking that we touch and agree with her, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She is a vessel unto you. She's been busy doing your work. She's been busy seeking your heart. She's been busy looking after people who need her life, who need her testimony, the good, the bad, the indifferent, the word of God. And you said when you recover, you strengthen your brother. So, Father, as she recover over this, give her a testimony and give her a witness that you heal her. And, God, not the doctors. We thank you for doctors. We thank you for their influence. We thank you for their medicine. We thank you for their time. But we know doctors treat, but, God, you are the healer. We pray, God, you, the healer, right now, hallelujah, will rise up even the more to show yourself strong, that she will have a witness that you did. We give you glory, praise, and we thank you, God, that you're here and answer prayer right now in Jesus' name for our sister, Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 All right. I need three people to pray for me other than Gloria Jean. So state your name and pray for me, please.
Praise the Lord.
Alma, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we lift up our teacher, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her, Father. But Lord, we are asking that you continue to be her counselor and fill her with wisdom and of all things, give her knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you for her, God, and we continue to direct her thoughts. Everything, Lord, that she stays fast in you, God, and that she would continue, God, to hear you, Father, and obey you. So, Father, we just thank you for her life, for her health, for her healed body, and for her spirit mind. In Jesus' name, we say thank you for all the great and mighty works you're doing in her life right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, Sister Lani, you're going to pray next?
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our sister to you. whom you love so dearly and whom she has poured out her love to us because she loves you. God, we pray according to your word in 1 Peter 1:13, that, Father, you prepare her mind to serve you the more, and that you will keep her focused on you, and that in Jesus' name, that you will fix her confident expectation on the grace that will be brought unto her at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So as you continue to reveal the heart of our Christ and the power that is in his name, that she will show forth it to us in strength and in power. And in turn, on the other side of the revelation of Jesus Christ, you will grant unto her grace, mercy, favor, and love, and healing, and comfort, and all those things that she desired, that she's been so busy pointing to us. We pray, God, that you will honor those unspoken requests that she needs. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we declare it. In Jesus' name, every assault that the enemy has tried to assault her body, spirit, the soul, and mind, we take authority over it in Jesus' name. She is the redeemed of the Lord, and she belongs to you. So we thank you, Father, for all that you have prepared for her, that she will receive it in Jesus' name. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Who else praying for me? Sister Stephanie? Sister Esther? One of y'all pray for me. Sister Stephanie, you there? Esther, you gonna pray for me? She with the grandchildren. All right, Glory Dean, you gonna pray for me now?
Yeah, praise God.
Okay.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Corita. Father God, your child that you have called from the womb, Father. You have called her from the womb. Before even a parent got together, God, you had already called her. You already had the work for her to do. God, she's doing a lot. She does a lot. The Bible study, Tuesday, God, for the children's prayer for the children, God. Every Saturday, Father, and here on Wednesday, God, and other days when she's called to another program. We thank you, Lord, for growing her and maturing her, God, in the way that you want her to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of obedience that's within her, God, as you continue to keep her in a special place with you, Father, that she can hear from you, Father. And, God, that she'll take time every day praying, going before you, Father God, praying, Father, praising your holy name, Father God. That's what you want. And as she does it, Father God, it's more and more that you have for her to do. We thank you, Lord, that she's doing boys to men and girls to ladies. God, we thank you, Father, for all what you have given her to do, write books, Father. Father God, just give her strength. Renew her strength, Father, as the wings of an eagle, God, where she can walk and not faint, God, where she can run and not get weary. Because right now, God, let her continue to walk, let her continue to run, God, for you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and her joy through it all. Let that joy come through it all. And we thank you, Lord, that through it all, joy is going to come through it all. And as you're renewing her strength as the wings of an eagle, God, renew her youth as an eagle. And we thank you, Father, as we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the thanks, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank you all for your prayers. I needed those prayers. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. All right. Announcement. This coming Saturday on the radio will be Children's Day. So you got nieces, nephews, children, grandchildren, something to come on and join us. And then this same number, dial this same number. Also, on Tuesday, we pray for the children of the world. You're welcome to join us on Tuesday. Thank God for you all who join us. And then beginning September 3rd of this year, Lord say the same, we'll be doing University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. So our mission is to reach the young people and to train them to the ways of God while they're young. Our scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. So that's our base scripture. So you all are invited. So we're going to be closing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for Sister Thelma. I thank you for Sister Stephanie, for Esther, for Glory Dean, for Sister Lanny, for Sister Penny who came on. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person who come on weekly, oh God, who set aside time in their schedule to come on. And, Lord, I thank you for their time where they will set aside time to spend with you, oh God. Oh, God, we're spending time with each other and with you every Wednesday. Oh, God, but, Lord, I thank you for all of us setting aside time to spend with you, to study your word, to read your word, to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. So, Father, we bless and honor you. I thank you for all of their families. I thank you for their health and their well-being. I thank you for strength. You are their refuge and their fortress, oh, God. Everything they're concerned about, we lift those things up before you. I thank you, Lord God, for those who've been on the Bible study line before, for their families as well. Keep them in health and strength. Oh, God, you are all of our refuge and our fortress, my God. We're trusting in you more and more every day. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for keeping us healthy during this pandemic. Oh, God, that it should not come near our dwelling. So, Lord, we just bless and honor you, and we say thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Lanny's sister who is in the hospital right this very moment. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in her body right now. You're the great physician. You are there watching over her. You promised that you wouldn't leave her, and you are not a man that you should lie. You are faithful to her, oh, God. So we thank you for a speedy recovery. We thank you, Lord God, for all those who ministered to her while she was in the hospital, those who were praying for her. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, amen. I love you all. Talk to you all next time.
Amen.
Next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Love you all.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.